KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. And in the studios, we've got Dan Althaus, junior and senior. And we've been talking about their musical careers. Spanning, how many years have you been doing this yourself, Dan? I know we talked about your dad doing it since he was 2 years old. How long have you been doing this?
Been singing or writing?
Either one. Yeah.
Man, I can remember singing in the car, singing Beach Boys songs before my voice changed, you know, when I was 10 years old.
Right. Yeah, and after that, you can't do Beach Boys and Jan and Dean stuff anymore.
I understand that. I tried a Beach Boys song the other day. It didn't work. So, Jan and Dean, they're kind of the same sound.
So the same kind of thing then for you in terms of writing probably came after singing then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In fact, that's the whole reason I started playing the guitar was so that I could write.
All right.
The guitar is a nice portable musical instrument you can carry around with you anywhere, and you can write a song kind of on the go with it, or play anywhere you are. So that's how I picked up the guitar, just for that reason.
Well, speaking of on the go, let's talk about where people can see you. I mean, you're here with us today, but do you do a lot of touring around the area?
Yeah, now we're singing at the beach. What's the date that we're singing?
The 27th of June.
Okay, that'll be in Oscoda at the Banjo.
It'll be the first Thursday night that they start.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
we'll be the first group.
And there's a lot of other dates, but they're not in our heads.
That's all right.
We're playing at Flint Central Church of the Nazarene on the 6th of June.
Now, do you tour separately? Sometimes as the Victory Trio, sometimes just as you, Dan? Do you do it that way? Or
it's usually the Victory Trio.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes it's just Dan and I.
Sometimes it's Dad and I, and sometimes it's just me.
Terrific.
So I like being able to sing with Dad.
Yeah, hey, that's a neat thing to do,
A lot of people don't get to do that.
You're right, exactly.
I think Dan has such a great voice.
He does.
Writes such good songs.
And he's biased.
He is, a little bit, but that's good. As a dad, I know that,
singing.
Yeah.
Now, if he said I shouldn't be singing,
that might be a different thing.
I should not be singing.
Now, is there a website for the Victory Trio where they can find out more about what you guys are doing? Or is that still a little ahead of the curve?
We're kind of ahead of it on that. I want to do that because like I said before, life gets in the way, and there's so many things you want to do, and you just don't. And when you're married and you have six kids,
you have
other responsibilities. But that's a big thing with me. So much is going online now. People have their websites. They've got iTunes. They've got this and that. And it's on the way.
Okay, well, very good. Well, on the way, our third and final song we want to hear from you. Another one, kind of a patriotic tune, Dream in America. Tell us a little bit about that one you wrote.
That is I consider that a pretty uplifting song. It's a positive song. I think just about anybody could appreciate that song and what it means. It talks about where we are, where we live today. There's so much opportunity. And some people have more opportunity. Some people, the dream is there.
Yeah.
And if you have the ability, you can accomplish things in this country. It's not, we're pretty lucky compared to a lot of the world, so...
Exactly. Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys in the studios. Dan Althaus Sr., thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sure we'll be hearing the Victory Trio very soon. And Dan Althaus Jr., a pleasure to have you guys in. And hopefully we get to do it again with you guys very soon.
I appreciate it.
He was born into money. You could say he had it all. Fancy cars, good-looking wife with diamond rings. Before things went bad, he risked every dime he had. It didn't take very long to lose everything. But he knows he's one of the lucky ones, 'cause he's right here where anything can be done. When you dream in America, you can be anything in America, no matter how you look or where you're from. You've got what it takes in America, you're free to make mistakes in America, all you need is the will to get it done. In America, it would have been easy, feeling sorry for herself, single mom, two kids to feed and a broke down car. but she didn't complain. She thanked God for all she had, got back on her feet, yeah, she went far. She'll tell you she got some help along the way. But now she's given back more than she could ever take. Yeah, when you dream in America, you can be anything in America, no matter how you look or where you're from. You've got what it takes in America. You're free to make mistakes in America. All you need is the will to get it done. There's always those who disagree, but they're nothing like the ones that die for you and me. Yeah, when you dream in America, you can be anything in America, no matter how you look or where you're from. You've got what it takes in America. You're free to make mistakes in America. All you need is the will to get it done in America. Yeah.